Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie on this Tuesday morning, 94 WIP. Trey Turner of Phil and the Eagles with the best team in football. For more on the Birds, John, we turn to our guy, Mr. Mike Wick.
Brought to you by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, official app of the real Philly fan. Download now at betparks.com. You must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we welcome Mike to the show. Mike, what a performance by the Eagles the other day, man.
Yeah, it was great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe and Sir John.
Come on, man. I tell you what, I'm going to end this dynasty right quick. Because, you know, Mike, every dynasty ends. Celtics dynasty end, Roman Empire ended. It's Richie. I mean, I don't want to, like,
went have to... Celtics to Roman Empire.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. Hey, Mike, one thing that stood out to me, and I'm curious if you got this impression, not just in the last game, but through the season. So it looked like last game the Eagles were doing a little bit less of the read option and a little bit more classic drop back at Jalen Hurts. And he just, Mike, I mean...
I don't know if I agree with
some
that.
Some of that.
We'll get
first,
into that.
First half. I mean, Mike, I just feel like he is... Like, he's checking every box. What are you seeing from Jalen Hurts right now?
He's just really good. And it's it's an offense that really makes it difficult for you if you play on the other side of the ball, because the offense has so many options in it. And many times, it doesn't even look like there's an option in it. But there are. There are multiple options almost every play that they call.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going to the very first one, and it doesn't look like there's anything else. But there are so many different layers and levels to this offense.
Yeah, that's the point, Joe.
Go ahead, John.
You say you think they're getting away from the ride and decide
Just last game.
There's always stuff built in. Like, I was blown away, Mike, to find out that the draw play that Jalen scored on a couple weeks ago, was it last week?
I know the one you're talking about.
The draw play was not just a QB draw. It was a pass-pass-run option that, you know, like they've got the ride-and-decide stuff built into it when it's downfield. They've got it built into it when it's the run game. It's just like it might not look like, hey, I'm going to put it in the breadbasket of the back every time, but those options are always built in, and that's what's so amazing about it, and I guess that's why it's so hard to stop.
Well, Mike, my next thing then is it's a masterclass in coaching. I mean, no disrespect to Hurts, is just executing it so well, but, I mean, Mike Sirianni, like, it's almost like a miracle hire. I mean, I thought the guy was a joke. I never heard of him. When I did hear him, I'm like, what is up with this dude at the podium? I mean, this is a masterclass in coaching right now.
Yeah, between he and Sirianni and Steichen, Stoutland, you know, these guys get together, and there are a lot of bright minds. Brian Johnson, there are a lot of bright minds, offensive minds, that get together in that room, and they just try and figure out ways that they can utilize the skill sets of these guys. And, you know, Jalen is one of those guys that is in that room or wants to be in that room. He's sticking his head in that room because he wants knowledge. And with that, he's able to go on to the field, understand where the weaknesses are based on what they have in their toolbox, and he takes advantages of those weaknesses. Uh-huh. John, you're so right. That play that you're talking about, it could have been a pass to the tight end off the left side. There could have been a handoff to the play. But many times it's based on the numbers, which how they see the numbers. And then it's also based off of the player that they want to put in conflict. Yeah. If that player decides that he wants to take the dive, then he's going to keep it. Or if it's a linebacker and the linebacker decides that he wants to go in on the run, they can throw the slant behind it. There are so many layers and so many built-in ways to have positive plays in this offense.
Well, we saw the Titans try to do something that I thought looked unusual, where you have two safeties and they're just way up there, you know, like all 11 guys in the picture on the TV copy, essentially.
Yes.
What will and we threw behind it. What do you think our opponents are going to try next to stop this offense? What can you do?
Well, whatever they've tried, the Eagles have seemed to come up with an answer for it. I was just looking at some of the Giants stuff, and they like a lot of man coverage too, although with a team that has the ability to be explosive the way the Eagles showed on Sunday, I'm expecting the Giants to do a little more zone than I saw them play last week. But they like to play man coverage as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, how unusual is it, Mike, to have two wide receivers go over 100 yards receiving in a game?
Yeah, that doesn't normally happen.
No. Although Mike Wick and Chris Carter might have, you know, kind of.
Well, we may have done that a couple times. But
all Chris Carter did was score touchdowns, I heard that.
<That's right. laughs> He only scored touchdowns is what Buddy said.
Yeah.
But you normally don't have two number one receivers on teams. This team has two number one receivers. Merrill pointed that out to me at the start of the season, and I had to agree with him that this team has two number one receivers. And, oh, by the way, the more you feed Quez Watkins, the more production you're going to get out of Quez because he's just that good. He's legit.
Is he? I mean, how big is that drop-off? Because that first half, he had the one play I thought he should have made. It would have been a tough catch.
Yeah.
He had a couple drops in that first half. How big is the drop-off between 1A and 1B and Quez Watkins?
I don't think there's a big drop-off, John. I just believe that Quez has, like, crazy skills. His route running is good. He catches the ball well. Run after the catch. I think Quez is really good. I think in other offenses, if he's featured, he could be a 1,000-yard receiver.
Huh. Well, wow.
I think he's that good.
Okay. I know he's really fast. Did the officials call it right when A.J. scored the second 40-yard touchdown? I haven't seen it, quite honestly, very often, when the wide receiver just flat out trucks the DB and destroys him and then has a clear path to the end zone. What did you make of that, and was that the right call or non-call?
Offsetting penalties, Mike. That's offensive and defensive interference.
No, it's not. Listen, when sometimes the pedestrian gets hit by a car and the pedestrian gets a ticket.
That's true, man. That's true.
And that's what happened. He got hit by a car. So on the first move, I think A.J. got him, and the cornerback knew that he got him. So cornerbacks are taught to cut him off and try not to give up the touchdown once you realize that you've been on the route and you're out of position. You got to try and cut that receiver off, knock him off his spot. But the problem is A.J. ran over
it. Yeah, he tried to cut him off, and he was too small and weak.
Yeah, he gets a ticket. I told him to get in the weight room. He gets a ticket from an oncoming car, and he's a pedestrian.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mike, the defensive line with the pressure, just tremendous. All those sacks, I mean, that was a performance, Mike, that gave me additional confidence come Super Bowl. If they're against Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen, that D-line can really impact the game, frankly, in a way that I thought they couldn't before.
Well, they were down a couple of guys, Tennessee was, on their offensive line. Yeah. And when that happens, especially at the guard spots, and then the left tackle, he's not – I never thought he was very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's just decent. Sweat beat him a couple of times. The defensive line, they were just so dominant in that game. And I think they can continue to be dominant. With the addition of these two guys that they picked up, I just think that you don't have to put so much on any one person. If Fletcher is getting 25, 30 snaps in a game, you're going to get a better Fletcher Cox. Mm-hmm. And then these other guys, you know, when Jordan Davis is able to come back now, he's had a few weeks off, he's around these veteran guys, Linval, Joseph, and Sue, and Cox, and Hargrave. This is a tremendous defensive line. That's going to give fits to any offense.
Yeah. Other than penalties, what needs to improve after this game?
This was an all-out, overall great performance by this team. And I don't think there's anything aside from the unforced errors, the penalties, that you need to clean up. This team they're ready for prime time.
It's incredible.
How about that?
Mike, love it, man. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you and Merrill in February in the booth for the Super Bowl. And everything till then is just a little appetizer until then. Mike, stay well, man. Always good having you on the show. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll tell you, you know what struck me? You know, Jaws, and we'll talk to Jaws tomorrow, but Jaws is not traditionally a look-ahead guy. I mean, he doesn't like hypotheticals, and he doesn't like too much look ahead. But when Jaws said on TV post-game on NBC Sports Philly on Sunday afternoon, like, Eagles are going to Super Bowl. He was, like, really clear about it. Just they're going to the Super Bowl. That's when I'm like, all right, this is when someone like Jaws, who doesn't normally go there, goes there, that grabbed my attention. 215-592-9494. More on the Birds at 11:30 as John takes us inside the game. Something X's and O's related to the last matchup. And certainly, all the calls on the really exciting news, Trey Turner, a Phil. We're going to have to change our poll. I was going to do it maybe today. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Who's the best player in Philadelphia sports? Embiid, Harper, Hurts, Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Maybe four-way poll. Maybe we'll crank that up tomorrow. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.